Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 28th of November, recording at 9:20 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, look at the highlights here today on what's a very interesting day. The Asian stock markets were a bit firmer, some gains up to 2%, India better than that. The European stock markets roared higher here today. We see the DAX up 4.6%. Number of indices had similar gains. The French CAC index up 5.46%. Eurostoxx 50 up over 5%. In the Americas, we had the S&P close out up 33 and change, up 2.92%. Interesting, the NASDAQ up 3.5%. Against that background, long-dated government bonds mostly weakened a bit, although not gilts, interestingly. They were a little bit firmer in here today. And precious metals, a good bounce, although the highs on the day were not held. Gold, as I speak, is trading at 1712 and change, has been up as high as 1720, but that's a good up nearly $29. And elsewhere, the other precious metals were all firmer. Silver had a decent gain, up over a dollar. The industrial metals were firmer as well. Copper rebounding to 1336. Agricultural commodities were mostly a bit steadier, but well off their highs, and a few of them slipped a little bit, including coffee. And I see in rough rice reversing earlier gains on the day. In terms of currencies, the U.S. dollar index fell back, but well off its lows. It's currently at 79.2, had been as low as 78.76. And the Australian dollar had a good bounce up, pushed back up after quite a significant correction, but is up 186 at 98, nearly 99. The euro 133.14. So dollar a little bit of dollar profit taking in here, and the U.S. dollar index had a decent bounce. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, last week's audios were pretty much in terms of stock markets, were pretty much all about the short-term oversold condition. And after persistent weakness that we had seen, I think, didn't European stock markets had fallen for 10 or 11 consecutive days, I believe. So that short-term oversold condition, but very much the need for upward dynamics. And that usually requires some sort of a catalyst, although I don't think we had much of one. Posting a Bloomberg article on it at the top of comment, but they're talking about hopes that the Europeans are shoring up their support funds. That's not big dramatic news. And then they talk about the post-Thanksgiving holiday buying in the USA. That's not big dramatic news either here. So I think it's just a case of there was just a little bit too much gloom, gratuitous gloom as well. And stock markets have snapped back from that oversold condition, at least today. Now, it's important that we see some follow-through to the upside tomorrow. And I think there's probably a good chance that we will, given the short-term oversold condition. And the big question, though, is that will this just be short covering, or will it be a bit more? For instance, in October, we saw considerably more than short covering, so a very, very powerful rally. In a bear market environment, we often get explosive, short-lived rallies on mostly short covering. But anything that lasts several weeks has obviously got a little bit more behind it. And that includes clearly includes bargain hunting and some momentum buying. And I wouldn't be surprised if we got that this time around as well. Now, given given that valuations were much improved and markets are quite deeply oversold, and there was some pretty grim sentiment, as you will know from comments and reports that we had been hearing recently. Now, then there's also, of course, the factor of high-frequency trading, which has made markets so much more volatile, more often than not, than we have seen in previous years, or at least really before 2008, when the high-frequency trading really began to account for a considerable chunk of day-to-day volumes. And it's not just in stock markets, it's in currencies and in commodities as well. Now, if we were to get that, including the front running, that squeezes shorts just that much more tightly and forces the momentum traders and the bargain hunters to become more aggressive. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see that, but let's take it one day at a time here. Follow through tomorrow will be clear evidence that we're getting, and obviously that we're getting an additional rally, and that it may well reconfirm the support for leading indices such as the USA's indices, reconfirming support from those September and October lows, and hopefully it will produce some downside failures among the weaker indices that had fallen below those September and October lows. I say hopefully because, you know, we've had enough gloom and doom in here, and I think the world could use a bit more of a rally and a little bit less pessimism regarding the whole European situation. Change in sentiment will have to be justified, but I think people have overdone, as I've said it, I'm repeating myself, people have overdone the gloom. What about these bond prices? We had, in the last 2 weeks, we've had a failed upward break by JGBs. Those are the Japanese government 10-year bond futures. So they broke to new highs for the year about 2 weeks ago and have fallen straight back and taken out the lower side of the range. And we've seen some sharp declines in bond markets generally. And that's quite, I think that's quite interesting here. That also would suggest that we could well see a better rebound in these stock markets. So, looks like a little bit of an all change as of this evening, and that means equities up for at least the short term. The dollar, which had had such a big run to the upside, catching some profit taking, that would help gold to move from below $1,700 to back up to and probably above the $1,800 level in a good rally. And it should steady more of the commodities, particularly some of these depressed foods, which really have taken a beating recently, but not they didn't impress here today on the upside. We'll see what tomorrow brings. Meanwhile, I will not be here tomorrow, but so Owen will be holding the fort. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.